From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business. That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote.
I am clear, and the Cabinet agreed this morning, that the decision must be accepted and the process of implementing the decision in the best possible way must now begin.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. Top European leaders, meanwhile, are rejecting talks with Britain on exiting the European Union before it triggers the formal process of doing so. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message sent by German, French, and Italian leaders was clear: no formal or informal talks with Britain until it triggers Article 50, the clause that formally sets in motion the two-year period for it to leave the European Union. That's not expected to happen until after a replacement is chosen for British Prime Minister David Cameron, probably in September. The three heads of state met to form a common position as chaos spread after Britain's voted last week to leave the 28-member bloc. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize ties. Ties between the two countries broke down in 2010 over Israel's interception of a Turkish aid ship trying to break a blockade of the Gaza Strip, a senior Israeli official said as part of the restoration of normalized ties, Israel has apologized for its lethal raid on the ship and agreed to pay $20 million to the bereaved and injured. This is VOA News. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman says Mr. Erdogan said he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. Political analyst Vladimir Frolov says Mr. Erdogan is being pragmatic.
I don't think Erdogan will be viewed as a loser. I think he would be viewed as a man looking for pragmatic solutions. Turkey has found itself completely isolated in the region and increasingly in the world.
After Turkey shot down the Russian plane, the Kremlin responded by imposing trade restrictions on Turkey. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a Texas law that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. Federal, state, and city officials are finalizing plans to address possible violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. A handful of physical alterations involving protesters have occurred at rallies for presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump, and officials are planning for the possibility of more at the Republican convention in Cleveland next month. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, the Democratic candidate, has gotten the support of Senator Elizabeth Warren, who introduced Clinton at a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, Monday.
I want to thank her for fighting every single day for families like hers, families like yours, and millions of hardworking Americans who deserve to have more folks on their side.
For her part, Warren said Donald Trump will, quote, crush you into the dirt if he is elected president. French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jetliner. The plane went down in the eastern Mediterranean, killing 66 people on board. Monday's probe announcement in Paris stressed that the inquiry was launched as an accident investigation and not as a terrorism probe. Hundreds of high school students have marched in Cairo calling for the resignation of the education minister. The protest followed the arrest of several officials on charges of leaking sheets of the national exams on Facebook. The United States has sworn in its first ambassador to Somalia in 25 years. Ambassador Stephen Schwartz took his oath in Washington on Monday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.